This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we've been waiting and watching for the GREET model to be released. It's necessary to have an updated version of it to produce sustainable aviation fuel and the credits that will be assessed to different practices to help lower carbon scoring and fuels production and the tax benefits and credits that would go along with it. Today's announcement paves the way for the future and how agriculture will be involved. We'll have more next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack addressed an NAFB Washington Watch attendees with the GREET model information that came out today. He talked about how the process would work.
What's going to get published today by the Treasury Department is the guidance and direction of how entities that are producing sustainable aviation fuel can qualify for a tax credit under Section 40B of the Internal Revenue Code, which is a tax credit that's available for biofuels produced, a sustainable aviation fuel produced in 2023 and 2024, just 2 years. All right. It also provides a roadmap for the development of the guidance, which will govern the capacity of production in 2025 and beyond. And that's under a tax credit under Section 45Z. All right, so 40B, 2023 and 2024, 45Z, 2025 and beyond.
Vilsack adds that this is the first time the IRS has recognized what tax credits are going to be available to producers for Climate Smart Ag.
Is for the first time ever a recognition by the IRS and by others that, in fact, climate smart agriculture, in fact, has an impact, a positive impact on climate change, on reducing greenhouse gases and carbon storage. And so by bundling the no-till, the cover crop, and the energy efficiency, you get some points under climate smart agriculture. So in other words, agriculture's foot is in the door. We're in the game, which we weren't in the game before. Now we are. Now, for soybeans, that's for corn. For soybeans, it's just no-till and cover crops.
Vilsack adds that this is what they're going to use to build on for the future starting in 2025.
What other commodities beside corn and soybeans ought to qualify? And what other practices beyond no-till, cover crop, and energy efficient fertilizer should qualify? There are a whole series of other commodities that could qualify. There are a whole series of practices that could qualify.
You can hear more of the Secretary's comments at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.